Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all gall and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings as newborn babes desiring to be sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 8th, 2019, Tuesday. And it's time for your favorite radio show, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone's doing great and is happy that the Lord has blessed us all with another day. We're so glad to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatty from the Word hope that you allow God's Word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That is why we here at Chatting from the Word are very delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. How are you? Everyone is doing great, and everyone is having a great day, and thankful to the Lord for another day on this side of heaven, knowing that many went to sleep last night, never seeing this day to be. God has blessed us on this side of heaven with another day. Isn't that a wonderful blessing to have, my friend, a blessing of another day? Many are thankful to the Lord for that, but you know what? Many are not. Many are gloom, and many are saddened, and many are worried, and many are just downtrodden because the things life had brought to them. But you know what, my friend? Don't feel like that, because if you're in the Lord Jesus Christ, every day to be a day of sunshine, regardless of what the weather may say outside. Because if you have the Son of God, it is sunny in your life every day, regardless of the storms that may be beating around us. But if we keep our eyes on the Lord and keep on that straight way as we should go, don't you know that everything would be all right? I think the reason why some of us are feeling gloom and out and and all that, because we don't recognize the will of God, how precious it really is. His will is for us to be saved and in him. And if you're in him, it is a sunny day every day with the Son of God on your side, and you trusting in him. Again, I'm so grateful to be here again. I'm so grateful to be coming on Chatting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio. We hope you all catch our podcast, our broadcast, excuse me, on YouTube this morning. We broadcasted this morning at Chatting from the Word YouTube, and we hope and pray that you caught that section. If not, watch it. It's a good one. It's a good lesson. Of course, back to the basics. We hit on the same area that we've been talking about for a couple of months. And you know, Brother Oscar, he liked to study a subject exhaustively to get the meaning of what God is trying to allow us to see. I think sometimes the reason why we do not see the way God wants us to see it is because we do not exhaustively study a subject that we need to study. Even today, we're going to study again Christians and the political world, because I believe it's important that we study it exhaustively, with so many are so divided when it comes to our political world. We must divide when it comes to our spirit world, because some of us really don't want to look at what the Word truly has to say. And we need to study. If one day we want to make heaven our home, we need to know what God requires of us as we live this life. And we hope here from the Word that we have been an aid, or we have helped you to see that. This is all Brother Oscar desired to do, is to tell others about Jesus Christ and help others along this Christian journey, because he knows it will get tough at times. He knows things in this life do get us down. I'm talking myself. I know from firsthand experience how hard life can be. All right, we said all that, and as I said, I'm so thankful that we are here with you today, and we want to play a selection for you. Let me see. Be patient with Brother Oscar. I'm here. I'm just giving another song for us to listen to. And we want you to enjoy it. We want you to be uplifted. We want your day to go great. Here we go.
And we count this one for me, and around.
glory and honor. Worthy is the Lamb. The Lamb, of course, you know, is Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you and for me, so that we may have a chance at salvation. Like I said on yesterday, I can't read people's minds, and I don't know what you all are thinking about. For you all who are not in the body of Christ, get there. Because none of us know when the Lord will call us on home. The only thing we are sure of is that one day he will call us on home. And wouldn't be a fine thing when he called you home that you be ready to go home with him when you come back for his church? Because he's coming back. He's coming back for the church that's without spot or wrinkle. And I don't know about you, my friend. I can't wait. And I can't wait till the Lord come back and take us, his body, back home and present us to the Father. And we be with the Son and the Father through all eternity. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? As I said, if you have a birthday, you want Brother Oscar to announce here on Chatting from the Word Blog Talk Radio, or even on Chatting from the Word YouTube, we will announce your birthdays. Because that's your day. Yes, your day. Your birthday, like my birthday, is my day. And I enjoy my birthday. I most people, when they get past 60, don't enjoy it. But I enjoy my birthday, though. But Oscar be so much pain and can't walk. But you know what? I do enjoy life, and I do enjoy my birthdays when it comes around. So I once thought that getting older would be hard. But, you know, when you have a Lord on your side, you can just about face anything, any hurdles, any problems that come aboard. Okay? So if you have birthdays, if you want Brother Oscar to announce your birthdays on the air, let us know, and we will do that. We have a place where you can put your comments in both shows on YouTube. You can put your comments below the show. And here on Blog Talk Radio, you can do the same. But on both shows, subscribe to the show. Watch the show. We hope, as I said, that you're growing in the grace of Jesus Christ by watching it on YouTube and listening to our program here on Blog Talk Radio, and we want you to put your comments at the bottom of the show. If you have a birthday, put it down there. I'm going to look at the comments, and I usually do. I might not catch all of them, but Brother Oscar would try. We'll do my best to try to catch every comment that is made. And if you want to, and then I'm on Facebook also. You can also inbox me on Facebook. And then if you have announcements that you want Brother Oscar to make here on Chatting from the Word, we'd be happy to do that. If you have an anniversary, if you're having a event at your together with other Christians at your location, we would be happy to announce that. All right. Before we go to our time in prayer, we want to play another selection for you. Oh, before I forget, Glory and Honor, that was by the Acapella Company. I forgot on the other day to announce who sung the song, and I don't want no one to get upset for the Oscar if he doesn't announce it on the air. So we want to play another selection for you, okay? Here we go. Be patient. I will get there. Enjoy. Well, with my soul, Aka Petrich. We hope it is well with your soul. We hope it is really well with your soul. We had to make sure that it is well with your soul. The most important thing you can do is to be in the body of Christ and to live as Christ. So live. And when you do those things there, it will be well with your soul. We're going to pray for you at this time. If anyone has a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for on the air, we'd be ready and happy to do that, to pray for your needs. If you have some needs that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, and because sometimes prayer works. Sometimes when you pray with people and for people, you know, it works. It works. You know, it works. And if you have a prayer request, the time to call it is now. The number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request, if you want Brother Oscar to pray for it on the air here, the number is 657-383-0883. All right. It was the apostle Paul, who said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18, pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for the benefit of this day. We thank you for this time that we have to spend together in songs and praise and studying and chatting about your word, Father. We come praying for each listener out there. We pray that whatever problems that they're going through, they'll keep their hand in your hand and trust in you, to have faith in you, and to recognize that the problems that we're facing just for a little while, and if they're in Christ Jesus, they can face anything and everything. And Father, we come praying for those who lost loved ones. We know sometimes it leaves an ache in their hearts and in their minds, and they're going to miss that person that was taken. But Father, allow them to recognize that if that person is in Jesus Christ, everything will be all right. And when they come, they will be going on home to you. Oh, Father, we come praying for the government in which we live. We pray that that there won't be too much division among those that are trying to reach a resolution to the closing of the government. We hope and pray that they reach a resolution and others may get back to work and others may be able to pay their bills and that we can all get along. Father, we come praying for our young people to keep them in your comfort of your arms, help them face the problems that they must face, and recognize that, Father, you are the author. You are the author of everything that is not anything that is conceived. And so, Father, we pray for our program, Chat from the Word. We pray that you continue allowing us to bring it on the air, continue allowing us to teach the lessons that we have been teaching, continue the listeners to listen attentively and to be helped and to be saved and to be lifted up. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Again, I want to thank you for praying with me, along with me. And, of course, pray for Brother Oscar here, because sometimes things get tough for me. As I've said many times, I don't know if you heard me, but I'm suffering also with pain, can't walk. I have to use a cane. I have to use a walker. Sometimes my diabetes get the best of me I lose direction when I'm driving and all that. And at nights, I really can't drive because not too long ago, I had an attack because of my diabetes. And I knew where I was. I know how I got from one place to another place, and I'm the one doing the driving. So that's what Bill Oscar faces sometimes with being a diabetic, and those are you are diabetics, you know what I'm talking about, and being a diabetic, and plus having heart problems, had a couple of strokes, it's not easy, so continue praying for Brother Oscar, that he can keep on bringing this program to you, because I truly enjoy speaking, and talking, and chatting from the Word of God, okay? And I feel like this, you know, since I can't do nothing else, I'm enjoying bringing this radio program to you. And I hope and pray that you can, I hope pray you join it to the point that you would donate monies to help us to keep this program on the air. Like I've said many times, but Oscar's not rich man. And whatever you can donate, whatever your finances can handle, that would be fine. If it's $1, $2, $10, $20, $30, whatever your finance can bear, we ask that you help us monthly here if you can. And like I said yesterday, if you're wondering how to give your donations to the program here, I'm on PayPal, pull me up and give a donation. And churches, you could put us, if you see that this program is doing some good, bringing members to your location and encouraging your members. Churches, you can put us also in your budget for 2019. Please do that so that we can continue on chatting from the Word. I believe that the world needs the Word of God. And I know what you say. I know what you think. Brother Austin, there's more shows out there like yours. And they're not even much asking for money. That's true. That is true. They might not be asking for money because they might, I'm very sure they have sponsors. And Brother Austin is looking for sponsors to help him bring this show more effectively to the airwaves and to help someone who needs guidance to the body of Christ and to be in the Church of Christ. Someone helped you, someone taught you, someone guided you to the truth. So allow Chatting from the Word to do that. So support us here from Chatting from the Word. And also, if you want to contact Brother Oscar, if you haven't contacted me on the show here, I'm always on Facebook. Leave me a line and talk with your brother. Yeah, I'm not a booger bear. I call myself being easy to talk with. Now, I don't know if anybody else find me that way. And if you have met somebody that know me out there and say, yeah, I know Brother Oscar. He's something else. But I don't consider myself being something else. I call Chris, consider myself a good person, a good young man. And you can talk with your brother. You can talk with your brother. Yeah, I'm not a booger there. And if you want to discuss something with me, even on the air here, you can do that, okay? And something else I meant to discuss with you all since we're here. If any brother out there wants to co-host the show with me, and if they want to be on the air live, Chatting from the Word. If any brother out there wants to make a message, and it has to be at least 10 to 15 minute messages on the air here at Blog Talk Radio at Chatting from the Word, get in contact with me, inbox me, and so that I can talk to you and so I can interview you and all that good stuff, okay? If you want to do that. So we hope and pray that we can find someone to co-host. This show is not just for me, but for everybody else out there also. So if you, any brother out there, wants to co-host this program or bring a lesson on Chatting from the Word, you are welcome to do that. And I am interviewing co-hosts, okay? So, we got that out of the way. And like I said, if you want to contact Brother Oscar, you can contact me on Facebook at my email address, oscaryark3443@gmail.com, or you can go to my webpage, oscaryarkpublishing.com, and leave a line or two. And we have a bookstore on my webpage. I have authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and also Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want both books are $43. So, go to my webpage, leave a line to buy some books. Many have went to my webpage, but many have not brought books. The report I get, I'm getting at least 100, 200 a week. They're going to my webpage and looking, but they're not buying. So when you go, you all who been there, go back and order some books from Oscar York Publishing. Brother Oscar got to eat, y'all. I got to eat, okay? So, as you know, Montel, yeah, I'm the one said it. If you eat, you get knowledge. And with knowledge comes power. Amen, Brother Oscar. Amen. Amen, Brother Oscar. So, if you want to, like I said, co-host with me, let me know. Inbox me on Facebook or send me a line on my email, OscarYork3443@gmail.com, because we want to line up those who want to co-host with me at least by the summer months. We can have you on, and you can bring a lesson. And as I said, the lesson had to be at least 10 to 15 minutes. I always suggest good to have other brothers on this show here, because I want to show you all the listening. This is just not my show. It's your show also. And as I said, we hope that we've been helping you to see the Lord and His beautifulness and His graciousness. So, that said, we want to play another selection for you, okay? Let me see which one. Okay, here we go. Here we go. And we hope you enjoy it. And after this, we will have the lesson.
Thank you.
That was Committed Acapella Chorus, song written by John Epson. We hope that you enjoyed it. I'm glad I know you. I'm glad you're in my life. You're singing about Jesus Christ. And glad he knows. And you know what? If you want to be going to heaven, a citizen of heaven, the Lord got to know you, and you got to know him. And it's through his word that we do know him. And that is why we're so glad today to be talking and chatting with you from his word. And as I said, we're going to be, I believe this will be our last day studying Christians and the political world. Christians and the political world. For you all who do not have your Bibles, hurry now, go get your Bibles so that we can study this together. As I said, Brother Oscar, everything he studied, he's going to use God's word. I'm allowing you to see. It's not my words, but these are the words from the Word of God. And the first part, if we have time, we're going to be studying, of course, from Romans 13, 1 through 8, and then we're going to run over because I believe Peter has another message about the leaders of this land, and that's 1 Peter 2, 13 through 22. Now, here, what we're saying here, to be honest with you, we need to respect those that are in higher powers. They are, as Paul says here, they are ordained of God. And they are there not for us that are Christians and for us that do well and do good, but they are there for those that want to break the laws of the land. And to be honest with you, you have people who do that. You have people, believe some people believe they can do whatever they want to do when they get ready to do it. If they want to kill you, if they want to rob you, if they want to curse you, if they just want to do all sorts of things in this life. So that has to be a setup, and this is what it is, to control that and to combat those that are doing evil. And this is why, here, Paul said they are ministers of God. He's not talking about they are gospel ministers. No, they are there to help to keep our community, our city, our state in control and keep people that want to break the law down to a minimum, okay? And that's what they're there for. But we as Christians, we need not to worry about them because we're doing what we supposed to do at first as citizens of heaven, and then secondly as citizens down here. Because we're going to live as Christ so lived, and Christ lived out of love. Let me say that, okay? And we got to show some love. Although a lot of us do not like what President Trump is doing today, but we got to show him some love, give him that respect, and just be patient with him. I believe, we got to recognize that God's in control, okay? And he has everything in the palm of his hands. And nothing is not going to happen. If it does, he's in control. Have you ever noticed when the world got out of control, God knows how to just reel it back in control? Because God has his feet on the brakes. If I can put it like that. Well, let's hear what Peter has. Peter says this in verse 13. He says, submit yourselves to every ordinances of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. And some of us that do well, sometimes we get caught up in that too. And tomorrow, we're gonna finish this tomorrow. And this is part five. And we're going to talk about how we're supposed to be keeping the laws as long as they don't contradict the law of God. Okay? Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all our listeners. We pray that you be with us. We pray that all have a good day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word.